Brad Locke.
And I'm Dalton Milton.
And you're listening to Prep Rally, a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hey folks, welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally for this Wednesday, the 14th of February, Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope yours is good, Dalton.
Yeah, mine's not too bad. My significant other lives in another town, but I got to visit with her this weekend. My Valentine's Day came early.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's always rough, the long distance. I did that once for a while. But yeah, I hope everyone is having a lovely day. Even if you're single, you can still have a fun Valentine's Day.
Yes, you can.
I'm told. It's been a while. we're gonna talk some basketball here on the program. We're going to talk some soccer. We got the playoffs going on. Still have some teams alive and division tournaments in basketball. So, yeah, things are pretty active right now. Before we move on, I want to remind you, you can catch this podcast every Wednesday. You can listen to it in iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, at DJournalPreps. Dalton, it's a basketball division tournament week, so lots of games are being played all over the state, all over the region. And it got going for most teams Tuesday. We had one division, I think it was a 2-1A, that started on Monday. But you even have some games tonight here on this Wednesday. I think it's over in Fulton. They're having to play a few games tonight, I guess because ICC needs their gym tomorrow or something. That's the 2-4A tournament. And then Thursday and Friday, things will pick up again. It's a fun week. Teams trying to qualify for the state tournament. And last time I covered high schools before I got back in sports a few months ago, the next round after this was called the North and South Half. It wasn't really called the state tournament. Now it is. So in a sense, it's easier to reach the state tournament, I guess.
This is my first time ever doing it, so.
I mean, some teams, you win that one. If you won last night, you're in the state tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now then it's a matter of seeding. It's the top four that advance in classes 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A. The top three in classes 5A and 6A. So you're going to have some put-out games in 5 and 6A coming up later this week, those consolation games. So let's just real quick, I mean, there's so many games. We can't recap them all or look at everything. But I was actually out at Nettleton for the 4-3A tournament Tuesday night. Saw the Nettleton girls take on Choctaw County. And Nettleton ended up losing that game pretty handily, actually. They had beaten Choctaw County during the regular season. 59-51, but last night the Choctaw County defense was just too much. Did a really good job with the pressure, and it was 52-33 the final. So Nettleton's season comes to an end, but still, you know, talking with the first year coach there, Shane Hales. I mean, it was still a good season for them. He took over this year. Last year they had just 6 wins. They doubled that total this year. So you know, not a disappointing finish. I wanted to get to state. But Shane Hales seems to have them on the right track there at Nettleton. So, anyway, that was a 4-3A. I stuck around for a couple of other games. South Pontotoc boys and girls both won, as expected, against Hatley. And then Houston beat Aberdeen in the nightcap in a boys game there. So, that's what's going on in 4-3A. They'll resume on Thursday. Tupelo's boys, Dalton, they lost to Oxford last night. So, this is one of those put-out games that I'm talking about coming up. You know, it's just it's a small division in 2-6A, but they have to win on Friday in the consolation game to advance to state. Otherwise, season over.
Yeah, and Tupelo had been playing well as of late. You know, they won 4 in a row before going into this tournament, and then they
beat a good Corinth team last weekend.
They did, and then it just seems like I've covered them against Oxford earlier this season. It just seems like following them along, I haven't covered the last two, but they just cannot do anything against Oxford.
Yeah.
It's just that defensive pressure. They just can't score. I think I saw they shot, it was like 16 of 60 or 13 of 60 last night. I mean, and it was just
only scored 35 points, yeah. And
the good thing for Tupelo is they've already beaten South Panola twice this season.
Yep.
It is tough to beat South Panola. It is tough to beat a team 3 times, and especially because they're hosting.
Yeah, it's going
to
be on their floor on Friday at 5:30, so Tupelo has to beat South Panola to advance. The Tupelo girls did win on Tuesday. They beat South Panola and will play in the championship game to get the top seed. They'll take on Columbus, and Columbus boys will take on Oxford in the boys championship. And I saw those two teams play down in Columbus earlier this year. That was after Drew Bianco had gone out with an injury, and Columbus is just good, and they're dominant. They're going to probably win this game with Robert Woodard and all those guys. So that's what's going on in 2-6A. And then looking at what should be a really good tournament here as we get deeper into it, 1-3A, playing that at Northeast Mississippi Community College. Of course, we've got three ranked teams on the girls' side in that bracket, Kossuth, Belmont, and Boonville. And Kossuth had a little bit of trouble last night with Mantachie. They did win, but it was 36-29, so not pretty. But Kossuth, with just the one loss on the year, and that one pretty recent, will advance now to take on Belmont on Thursday night. That's a late game, 8:30 game. So that'll be a good game, and the winner of that game will probably face Boonville, assuming Boonville beats North Pontotoc on Thursday in that 4:00 game. So that's always a fun division year in and year out. And of course, we'll see all three of those teams I mentioned at state as well.
Yeah, I'm interested. I want to see who ends up winning this one, because in the regular season, these three teams beat each other.
Yeah,
and so they got their seeding got decided from point differential, and
Boonville ended up with the division title.
They say Belmont beat Boonville, Kossuth beat Belmont, and then Boonville beat Kossuth. So
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like this could be anybody's division right here, and Kossuth beat Belmont earlier in the year, so interesting to see. That was a good game that I was at, and I imagine it'll be another good one.
Yeah, so lots of division tournament action going on, and the thing is, you're going to have some good matchups like that on Thursday, that the Belmont Kossuth, but it's 8:30. It's weird the way they did it. It's most tournaments, it's girls game, boys game, girls and boy. On Thursday up there in Boonville, they're doing girls, boys, boys, girls. But regardless, you're going to have some good matchups there. Like you're going to probably see Oklahoma Hoka again in the 4-1A tournament play in that championship. Be a great game to go to and cover. It's going to start at 8:30. Okay, that's not going to make the paper.
Past deadline for us.
Yeah, so that's too bad. But really, and also those games, they matter because of seeding, but this game, with Tupelo, for instance, that's the game that really matters, because you're in or out if you depending on what happens in that game in 2-6A. So those kind of games are really of a particular importance as far as people continuing their seasons. Real quick, before we move on to soccer, let's go back and look real quick at the latest Daily Journal basketball rankings. We had a little bit of a shakeup here, Dalton, because for one thing, Starkville beat Oklahoma, so number two beat number one. And so that the flip-flops those two in the rankings. Starkville's now number one, Oklahoma number two. Now, earlier in the season, I think in November, Oklahoma did beat Starkville. So they split on the season, but this is the most recent result. So we'll move Starkville up there for now, subject to change. See what happens in the postseason.
I don't think we'll find any complaints. Starkville, they're both great teams, and
they
deserved it by winning. So.
Yeah, and then this game was played at Starkville the other night. So, a good test for Oklahoma heading into the postseason, as, again, I'm sure they'll face Hulka in that division tournament championship game here in a few days. And we moved Ingomar's boys into the rankings at number six because they beat New Site.
They did. They won that. They went undefeated in division play in regular season, and they beat them, so they deserved that too.
Yeah. And
they get in there.
New Site's still in there at seven. Moved Tupelo back in at 10 because they beat Corinth, which at the time was number six. Now Corinth is out of the rankings completely. Maybe they should be in there, but we had four of the bottom five teams from last week's rankings lose, so that just makes it tough to figure out, okay, who do you leave in, who do you put in, who do you knock out? So I'm not afraid to just really, Ingomar goes from unranked to sixth. I don't have a problem doing that. I did that with Corinth the week before. I went from unranked to sixth. So that's what they look like. No changes in the girls' rankings. Ingomar is still the best. Although I'd like to see them play Starkville. Starkville, if anybody could beat them, Starkville could. Because Starkville beat Murrah earlier this year, just a few weeks ago, and Murrah might be the best 6A team in the state. They were undefeated until that point. And so you're going to see those two teams, by the way, match up again in the final of the 3-6A tournament there, Starkville's girls and Murrah's girls. That'll be on Friday night. I think they're playing that down there at Murrah. That's the rankings right now. And I'll probably keep doing them through the postseason. We'll see how it goes. State tournament things can get kind of tricky with the weird schedule. So I may put them on hold at that point. But that's what they look like at the moment. Let's talk some soccer real quick, Dalton. I went out the other night and saw Corinth The girls having a really good season on the soccer pitch there. Cameron Glenn has done a good job getting that program to where it is. They won the division this year, kind of reached some goals they hadn't reached in a while. But they faced a really good West Lauderdale team that's won the last two state titles in 4A. And West Lauderdale showed why they've won the last two and probably going to win three now. 8-0 was the final. And West Lauderdale just overwhelmed Corinth from the start. Got this girl, Ember Temple. She had a couple of goals, had one early. She's just a freshman, and she's like the best player on their team. They've got like one senior, West Lauderdale. So they're going to be loaded for a while. So, you know, good luck to anyone else in 4A for the next few years. But Corinth has really made good progress, and they achieved a lot of goals that they wanted to. So a really good season for them there. That was in the quarterfinal round that they lost. And then we've got Amory's boys still alive. They beat Kosciuszko 1-0. We'll play at Northeast Jones tonight, Wednesday night, in the semifinals. They're in 4A. Melissa Metter is supposed to be there for us. So Amory's boys have a chance to go to the state title game. And then last night, Dalton, you went out and covered Saltillo's boys. They are going to the title game in 5A, are they not?
They are. That was, what a game.
Yeah. First off, that sounded like it.
Yeah, that was a fantastic game. It's the only second time Saltillo's ever been in the North half, and now the first time they'll ever go to state championship. So that's, you know, that's big there. They had a huge celebration right after the game with the fans. In the game, though, I mean, that first half, nothing happened. Nothing. It was back and forth. There wasn't but maybe 5 to 6 shots total.
Yeah, they're playing Grenada, right?
Yeah, against Grenada. And then that second half, it's kind of like they just flipped a switch. Saltillo did.
Despite being a man down.
Yeah, the first 10 minutes, they started getting possession, and then all of a sudden, something happened. I saw a red car fly up. I thought, honestly, that the Grenada guy got red carded. I didn't find out until after the game that it was a Saltillo guy that got red carded.
Oh.
Because they were stopping play every few seconds. This guy tackled this guy, and there was probably 30 times that they stopped play, fouls and everything. And then Grenada got called with 4 yellow cards.
Wow.
Saltillo got that 1 red card, but then Cade Knight was just unreal. That kid was good. He was down there. There was one play right before he scored, the scoring play, that he literally juked the entire defense. It was all 5-6 guys. He broke them the entire defense down. And then shot on goal, scored, and then it got called back. He got fouled right outside the box, and they didn't call it until he ran another 15 yards up and scored. But not even 2 minutes later, he went in there. He got fouled in the box, kicked a PK. Goalie blocked it. He rebounded it, shot it right in the net. Only goal of the game.
That was it. 1-0. Saltillo moves on.
Yep. And there was a couple chances for Grenada late in the game, but the Saltillo goalkeeper had a really good save on a header, and then they never really got another good shot on him. So they end up winning that, their first state championship berth. Congratulations to them.
They'll play on Saturday against
Long Beach. 6 p.m.
6 p.m. And where are they playing that at? They're
at
playing
Brandon High School, I think.
At Brandon, yes. Okay. Congrats to Saltillo. We'll see how they do down there in the 5A state title game. And let's now do the athletes of the week. We do this every week. We highlight a male and female athlete for their accomplishments. Got a couple of good ones this week, I think. Ashley Anderson, our female athlete of the week. She's a junior from Potts Camp. She's had a couple of nice games the past few days. She had 32 points Tuesday in a 65-36 win over Ashland. That's in the 2-1A tournament. They're playing up there at Faulkner. And then back on Friday against Strayhorn, Potts Camp losing 56-44, but she had 26 points. Ashley Anderson did a good job in both those games. Over those two games, she shot 26 of 44 from the field. That's 59.1%. It's pretty good.
That's not too bad.
Also good the last few days. Austin Gino, a junior from Jumpertown, our male athlete of the week, had 26 points, 4 rebounds, and a 63-60 win over Thrasher Tuesday. That's in the 1-1A tournament that they're playing at Boonville High School. And so that was a good game. He's had a couple of other good games since before that, though. Back on Friday in a loss to a very good Biggersville team, he had 23 points, 7 rebounds. And then against Myrtle on Thursday, 17 points, 9 rebounds, and a 56-45 win there for the Cardinals. His shooting totals over those three games, 26 of 45, 57.8%. So,
yeah, just looking at those stats right there, it's pretty efficient. You average 20 points and almost 7 rebounds a game shooting 58%. That's efficient.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So congrats to Ashley Anderson and Austin Gino, and many thanks to their coaches for like putting all those stats on Max Preps in a timely manner. You know, that helps your kid get the when it comes time to pick athletes of the week. If I can get a hold of stats like that, that goes a long way in helping me with my decision. And these kids are certainly deserving based on what they did there the last few games. So congrats to them. And that's all the time we have for this episode of Prep Rally. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday. We'll have all this division tournament stuff out of the way. We'll have our heads getting our heads around the state tournament the next week. The first two rounds are played at school sites. After that, they go to Jackson starting, I think, March 1st. It's when the first games will be played at the Coliseum and at Jackson State University. So looking forward to that. Going back down there, I hadn't covered a state tournament in, I guess, 10 years. So that'll be fun. Can't wait. All right, that's it for this episode. We will be back next Wednesday, like I said. Just remember, you can access us in iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. Dalton's on there at dlmiddleton8. I'm on there at bradlock. And that's it. We'll see you next time. Thanks.